Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Bill. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amanda. I'm really glad to see you.
Hey, you look down in the dumps. What's the matter? Aren't you happy that the school year is finally over?
Well, you have every reason to be happy. You have passed all your exams with flying colors. That's not my case. I almost failed my math exam.
Really? Are you so bad at maths?
Oh, Amanda, this subject is torture. I can't make out anything the teacher says. It doesn't really matter how many times she explains it to me. It's completely over my head.
Come on, Bill. You can't be that bad. I don't remember you having so many problems with maths before. When did it all start?
Well, in September, I returned from that exchange program in France, and then I got ill after a couple weeks at school.
Oh, yes, that nasty flu you had. You missed like 3 weeks at school or so.
Exactly. Then I came back to studies, but it seemed just impossible to catch up with the rest of the class. I guess I should have returned to the parts of the student book that I missed, but I didn't do that.
Well, Bill, it was certainly a mistake. If you had returned to the material you missed, you would have understood everything.
I know, Amanda, I know. The question is, what should I do now?
You have the whole summer ahead. Find some maths courses or online lessons on the topic you don't understand. Take the student book and pull your socks up.
Do you really think I'm happy to study in summer? Everybody will be having fun in the sun, and I'll be reading books and solving math problems.
I understand it doesn't sound exciting, but at the same time, I believe you have no other way out. You don't want to do even worse next semester, do you?
I guess you are right. I'll phone the educational center on High Street. They are said to have classes in mini groups as well as tutorials.
I've heard that they have morning classes with a discount. But that means you'll have to get up early.
Oh, Amanda, you know that I don't mind it at all. I'm an early bird, plus I'll be able to save some money this way.
So, what are you waiting for? Call them now.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Bill. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amanda. I'm really glad to see you.
Hey, you look down in the dumps. What's the matter? Aren't you happy that the school year is finally over?
Well, you have every reason to be happy. You have passed all your exams with flying colors. That's not my case. I almost failed my math exam.
Really? Are you so bad at maths?
Oh, Amanda, this subject is torture. I can't make out anything the teacher says. It doesn't really matter how many times she explains it to me. It's completely over my head.
Come on, Bill. You can't be that bad. I don't remember you having so many problems with maths before. When did it all start?
Well, in September, I returned from that exchange program in France, and then I got ill after a couple weeks at school.
Oh, yes, that nasty flu you had. You missed like 3 weeks at school or so.
Exactly. Then I came back to studies, but it seemed just impossible to catch up with the rest of the class. I guess I should have returned to the parts of the student book that I missed, but I didn't do that.
Well, Bill, it was certainly a mistake. If you had returned to the material you missed, you would have understood everything.
I know, Amanda, I know. The question is, what should I do now?
You have the whole summer ahead. Find some maths courses or online lessons on the topic you don't understand. Take the student book and pull your socks up.
Do you really think I'm happy to study in summer? Everybody will be having fun in the sun, and I'll be reading books and solving math problems.
I understand it doesn't sound exciting, but at the same time, I believe you have no other way out. You don't want to do even worse next semester, do you?
I guess you are right. I'll phone the educational center on High Street. They are said to have classes in mini groups as well as tutorials.
I've heard that they have morning classes with a discount, but that means you'll have to get up early.
Oh, Amanda, you know that I don't mind it at all. I'm an early bird, plus I'll be able to save some money this way.
So, what are you waiting for? Call them now.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.